AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Senate burned the midnight oil and then some last night, but couldn't decide what to do about the National Security Agency's bulk collection of domestic phone calls. Senator Dianne Feinstein says a House-passed bill to end the practice will create problems.
For those who want reform and want to prevent the government from holding the data, the Freedom Act is the only way to do it.
When Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tried to buy some time by extending the data collection a few days, fellow Kentuckian Rand Paul objected to an extension of the Patriot Act provisions. Unable to proceed, McConnell told senators they could go home for Memorial Day. They told them they had to return May 31st and deal with the issue before a midnight deadline. The Senate gave the president enhanced authority to negotiate global trade deals. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports he's pleased with the action.
The president released a statement shortly after the Senate vote, calling it an important step toward ensuring the U.S. can negotiate and enforce strong, high-standards trade agreements. He said if done right, those trade deals would level the playing field for American workers, expand opportunities for the middle class, and establish rules that would increase U.S. exports overseas.
Before going home for the holiday, the Senate also approved a bill to keep highway and transit aid flowings for another 2 months and prevent a shutdown of summer construction projects. A dolphin's been found dead, but the director of the Oiled Wildlife Care Network says some other mammals have been rescued.
We did receive confirmation that we've collected two additional live oiled marine mammals, one elephant seal and one California sea lion. Those two animals will be transported to our facility in San Diego, where, again, they will receive expert care.
This is AP Radio News. New guidelines have been issued for federal agencies that might want to use drones, according to AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department warns that privacy rights and the right to protest must be respected. That's why it says drones cannot be solely used to monitor protests and other activities protected by the Constitution. In addition to the domestic policies, the Justice Department has also defended the use of armed drone strikes to kill American terrorism suspects abroad.
2 years after Syrian President Bashar Assad agreed to destroy his chemical arsenal and join the Chemical Weapons Convention, activists say they have documented 18 cases of chlorine gas used in the country's rebel-held north since March 6th, when the UN issued a resolution determining that chlorine was used in Syria and warning of repercussions. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.